Tom Scott. He is from the Michigan Retailers Association, and he's on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program. I saw a story online yesterday, and I wanted to get your take on it. Lawmakers, as you know, are renewing a push to require more businesses selling items over the internet to collect the state's 6% sales tax. There was legislation dealing with the issue unveiled yesterday, and you believe that Michigan retailers have been placed in an unfair disadvantage.
Oh, absolutely. It's totally unfair, which is why this act is called the Michigan Main Street Fairness Act. So, it's the bottom line is this. A sale is a sale is a sale. And government shouldn't treat a sale made over the internet any different than it treats a sale made inside a store.
And from what we know, are Michigan businesses, people who do business in Michigan, charging the 6% tax to people who are buying goods and services over the internet?
As far as we know, yes, and that is the law. They have to. What it is the out-of-state retailers, mm-hmm. Online retailers, are using a loophole in the law. And the loophole is this. When they sell goods and services over the internet to consumers in Michigan, the consumer is technically responsible for paying that tax. A lot of retailers collect it for them as a matter of convenience. But some don't. Some, like Amazon, don't. And so they're using that loophole where, I mean, there is a tax responsibility there, but Amazon and others are walking away from it, which means that tax never gets collected and doesn't get paid to the state. Now, the consumer is supposed to pay that when they pay their state income tax. But most people aren't aware of that, and most people don't. So, for the most part, it goes uncollected.
How much revenue are we talking about?
Well, I think the estimate is, it could be another $30 to $40 million that actually gets collected. And the state is losing, when you look at all out-of-state sales that come into Michigan from internet and catalog, it's probably between $200 and $300 million. But that's really not what we're looking at. We're concerned about the fairness of it and the disadvantage that our in-state retailers are put at, because it gives the out-of-state online sellers an automatic 6% competitive advantage. And so a study that we had commissioned, done by Public Sector Consultants, which is really an in-depth, just a good study of the whole issue, they're estimating that as many as 1,600 new jobs could be created in Michigan, because right now Michigan retailers are losing out probably on about $126 million in sales.
And where do you think this bill stands? Does it stand a good chance to get passed?
Yeah, we're optimistic. The legislators we've talked to, they get it. They understand it, that if they want to protect the retailers in the state, create some more jobs, take away this unfair advantage that the out-of-state retailers have, they understand that. And so I think we're going to get pretty good movement on this. The legislation introduced yesterday is on a bipartisan basis. Representative Eileen Kowal, who's a Republican, and Jim Ananich, who's a Democrat. So they both introduced one of the bills in the package. So we're very hopeful, and we think it's got a very good chance.
Have the numbers come in from retail sales for the month of August?
No. In fact, they'll be in later this week, and we're looking forward to that. June and July kind of held up pretty well. It was almost surprising to us that consumer spending has maintained the way it has, because we keep seeing that unemployment rate inching up, and that's not a good sign. So we'll be very anxious to see what the August numbers are and see how the back-to-school shopping period was.
All right. What's the forecast, Jeannie, tell you? What do you think you're going to hear, especially with a little push that the numbers would receive from back-to-school sales?
Well, we really don't know. I mean, if it follows the trend of the last couple months, they'll be okay. But if that unemployment rate is really, having an effect, then they're going to be down a little bit. Across the U.S. in August, they said retail sales were stagnant. So we'll see. We'll see if Michigan is held up a little better or just kind of follows the national pattern.
All right. Before I let you go, what's at the top of your agenda, the association's agenda for the next few weeks? What are you going to be working on? And what's of the greatest concern for the people you serve?
Well, what we're working on is this Michigan Main Street Fairness legislation. That's getting 110% of our concentration.
Tell us about it.
Well, that's, just what we've been talking about, that we've got to get fairness to this. We've got to take away that disadvantage that our in-state retailers are faced with. And, again, we're optimistic that we can get this done.
All right, Tom Scotts with the Michigan Retailers Association. Tom, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.